sit back and kick up your feet. Have a seat and listen to the street. It's Slats Unicorn Podcast. Drinking beer and smoking grass at the Slats Unicorn Podcast. It's a gas at the Slats Unicorn Podcast. Hey everybody, Splat here, and I'm here to guide you in the right direction, to lift your spirit in a positive direction. Sometimes our spirits are negative and it brings us down and depression and darkness, but at thefrequency.com, that's T-H-E-E frequency.com, they will lift your spirits, give you the positive vibes that your spirit needs. They have tarot card readings, witch spells, crystals, and many, many other products to feed your spirit. And don't remember to tell them that Splatch Unicorner sent you, and I'm sure they might be nice enough to give you a little bit of a discount. Go to theefrequency.com, that's thefrequency.com, and get your spirit lifted and join us in the light.
Tired of repping your favorite sports figure and they leave town? Tired of representing your favorite politician and it turns out they're just a piece of trash? Tired of representing your favorite musical artist and they just turn out to be garbage? Well, I rep me. Go to I Rep Me Clothing and tell everybody that you rep your motherfucking self. I Rep Me Clothing on Instagram, Facebook. Do it. I Rep Me. Do you rep you?
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, campers, if you had a spirit animal, what would it be?
I'd be a unicorn because nobody believes in me.
Very imaginative.
I want to kill the unicorn.
It's like playing with my emotions.
Because it's Splat, your favorite horny horse. And this is the Splat's Una Corner Podcast. Welcome. Have a seat. Is this your first time? Good. Glad you've been here before. If it is your first time, I apologize in advance. If you don't know why, you'll know why at the right time. Because the lunar eclipse has passed, has cleansed us of our goodness and brought in the evil for some reason. I don't know why, but ever since that lunar eclipse, I've been cranky motherfucker. Been a different man, let's say. I've been fucking angry. Not angry, just, I don't know. Like the old young me, like, fuck you, fuck this, fuck that, we don't want that. It's just bad. I think it's because probably I broke my golden rule for the interwebs, and it's post and ghost, and I didn't this time, and I had a fucking opinion. I said something, people were dumb enough to fucking comment their stupid fucking opinion, which they're allowed to have, because it's freedom of speech. We don't see nothing wrong with that here, it's just... Oh, when you're going on about something I wasn't even talking about, had nothing to do with you, had nothing to do... I'll tell you what the comment was. The comment was, Mother Nature gave you baby formula dum-dums. And And that's for the people that can breastfeed, but they don't because they want to go out fucking drinking or smoke some weed or do some cocaine. Like, I don't want to breastfeed my kid because I want to go get drunk and get fucking suck some dick in the bathroom. Those are the people I were talking about that are going around bitching that they don't have any fucking baby formula. Well, what do we do before baby formula? What would you do if there was an apocalypse and we ran? Like now, you're saying now there's a shortage, but what? Figure it out. There's other ways of feeding a fucking baby, you dumb fucking dum-dums. And then they comment and tell me that while some women can't breastfeed, no fucking shit. I get it. I'm talking to the ones that can, you fucking idiots. It's like every time you fucking post something on Facebook, whether you think it's funny or not, they pile on with their stupid fucking ignorance when they think they're being so fucking smart, but they're really not. And I haven't let something like that get to me in a long time. And I'm like, okay, I have to just call out the dum-dums here. You just said some women. You motherfuckers act like no women can fucking breastfeed on this fucking planet. That's the way you fucking idiots were fucking reacting. And not all of them were idiots, but majority of them were. And if you're listening to this and you fucking were commenting and you think I'm talking to you, then maybe you need to check yourself. If you don't, if you're just like, hey, I know you ain't talking to me, then it wasn't you. But come on, man. Do we have to bitch and cry and whine every time the news tells us there's a fucking problem or there's a fucking... Oh. They do this shit to control you, man. Last week it was abortion. That's a fucking weekly thing now. Last week it was abortions. This week it's a fucking mass shooting. Now it's fucking baby shortage. A month ago it was food and water shortage. What the fuck? If you're believing in this nonsense, you're part of the fucking problem. They're testing you with the baby bullshit, right? Well, let's see if when we... They got plenty of baby food. Get the fuck out of here. Formula, whatever the fuck. Don't stock the shelves. Let's see what they do. Are you guys fucking... Think about it. Let's give them a story. Here, and this didn't do that. It's just... All these racist killings, and it's not just white people. There's a black guy that ran over people on Christmas. There's a guy that shot up a mall or whatever a couple months ago. All these people, this white kid now, this dumb fucking cracker fucking killing people. And this is because the fucking government has trained us, has divided us so much, the CNNs, the Fox News, the CBC, NBCs, the fucking whatevers. They're creating these things. Not, I'm not saying they're made up. I'm just saying they implant the shit in your fucking heads that there's racism going on, there's famine going on, there's blah, 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 blah. These people should are doing this to you. There's critical race theory in our schools, and there's blah, 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 blah. And it divides us. Just like it's working. It's fucking working. Now they're like, let's see if we don't feed their kids how they are going to react. And look at you motherfuckers. Look at you motherfuckers. Acting like a bunch of fucking dum-dums. Unless you can show me medical proof that your child could only survive on formula, sit down, shut up. I'm not talking to you. Actually, I am talking to you. Actually, I'm not, because I'm talking about natural titties where people can fucking produce fucking breast milk and fucking feed their babies. Because they don't have their form. Use your tits. If you can't use your tits, find another fucking way. There are ways to fucking feed your kid until this something happens. And if that something doesn't happen, then you need to really learn on how to fucking survive. Because all these bitches that were commenting on this shit, Well, I definitely don't want you in the fucking Armageddon or a fucking situation, because you're not a survivor. You're just going to be like, well, I need formula. Women, I can't breastfeed. Okay, I get it. Got it. Just like the vaccine, right? Most people can get the vaccine, but some people can't because there was something wrong with it. It doesn't agree with whatever, whatever, whatever. See the little percentage there? It's just aggravating how people are just so stupid to fucking... When you post something that's geared toward... I didn't say baby formula. I did say baby formula, but not in the sense you're thinking. All I said was Mother Nature gave you baby formula, dum-dums. That means women that can produce milk and fucking feed their babies. If you can't do that and your doctor says you can't do that, then shut the fuck up. This post isn't about you. Pretty fucking simple. Now, if you can't decipher that from that, then you're a fucking idiot, and I don't know what to fucking do for you. I mean, that goes with anything on this fucking earth, planet, whatever, anything. There's always a small percentage of difference. And do you guys think that I'm so fucking ignorant that I can't decipher the two? That a man doesn't know what a woman's going through. He can't speak on it. Oh, the fuck I can. I was raised by women. I have a daughter. That went from tit to cup, mind you. But I understand. I understand some... Key fucking word here. Some women can't breastfeed. I understand that. So that means this post, if you can't naturally produce baby formula, this post isn't for you. Shut up. Flick up your little thumb like you're fucking going somewhere to somebody else's little funny thing and move on. I don't need your fucking 2 cents because you think you're a woman and you fucking know it all about fucking babies. Half you bitches don't even know how to raise a fucking kid. Thank God my daughter had a fucking woman that knew how to raise a fucking child. Trust me, she would know what to do if there was a formula situation and she couldn't breastfeed. She would know what to fucking do to feed the fucking kid. It just amazes me how you can talk about one thing and everybody makes it about them. It's about me. No, it isn't. Not everything is about you. Just remember that. But anyway, sorry to start the show off on a sour note. It was fresh anger. So, to all my fans out there that do personally follow my personal Facebook, today, Monday, was it? Tuesday, yesterday was the last day. It'd be today for me, though. It was the last day I will be, I'm only keeping it open for Messenger. So, if you want to see funny stuff, go to Unicorner on Facebook and Splatch Unicorner on Instagram. We will, now that I have time and I'm not on Facebook anymore, I'm going to make time to start the Splatch Unicorner YouTube channel. We're going to get that up and going soon. I'll keep you updated as we get along if there's anything new or anything old that I might post up there. That should be a fun time. So before I went on my little my little rant that I'm sure I'll get a lot of feedback for, that's okay. It's my show. I'll talk about whatever the fuck I want. But I forgot my golden rule, and it's post and ghost, and I didn't do that. And I regret it because I hate stupid people. So I'm going to post and ghost my page. I might pop in once in a while. I doubt it because I'm just tired. Facebook has just become white people suck. Fuck you if you don't agree with me. This and that. Trump is awesome. Biden's awesome. Everybody sucks. Everybody's awesome. Fuck you. Fuck this. Fuck that. Fuck you. I'm just tired of all you fucking people bitching at each other and thinking you know everything on fucking Facebook when we're just there to have fun and maybe having a fucking post about something that might not have to do with you. So there we go. So for now on, my entertainment from me will be on Unicorner on Facebook and Splat Unicorner on Instagram. Thank you. Maybe we'll get a special Splat Unicorner TikTok so we can give you news. We can tell everybody the news on TikTok. That's what, you know, that's going to be the new Fox and CNN in the future is TikTok. Get your news from TikTok in 30 seconds. They're going to lip sync the news. I don't know. I don't know, man. It could be just me. You know, I can own that too. Maybe it's just me. I'm not going to apologize, but maybe it's me. Maybe I'm just an angry old man that shit has no opinion about anything because what the fuck do I know? What do you know, boomer? I'm not a boomer. Well, that's what we say anyway, pal, to insult you, okay, boomer? I said I'm not a boomer. Well, you look like a boomer to me. Well, that's how intelligent your generation is. Now sit down, mumble wrap yourself to sleep, and shut the fuck up. I love that you guys use that as an insult. That's how dumb that generation is. Okay, boomer. Boomer. Although the boomers are dumb, I agree. Why don't you just call them dumb fucking boomers? That's an insult, not okay, boomer. Oh, fuck. I love and hate people at the same time. You guys are entertaining to me, but you piss me off, and I laugh at it all the time. I don't know what the problem is. But anyway, now that we've gotten past that, I went to San Antonio. This weekend. And congratulations to Lindsay, my little step niece, on graduation. You're about to venture out into the real world, and I wish you nothing but the best and good luck out there in the Shark Tank. I'm sure you'll be very successful and sending positive vibes on your journey here from Splatch Unicorniverse. So went down there, went to the graduation, and then we went to this little place. I'll post the pictures up on this page, on our page, sometime tonight or tomorrow. It's called the Japanese Pogata? I can't remember. Pogata something. Tea Garden. All right, so it's really old. It's like over 100 years old or some shit. Let's see if we can Google it. Let's Google this bitch since we have that. I always try to go on my memory, but oh my God. I'm just a stupid man that has no opinion on anything. What do I know about stuff? Maybe this is it. There's one in Austin? No, that can't be right. San Antonio. San Antonio. Oh, I think I don't have the right one here. Is it Tree Garden or Tea Garden? Tea Garden? Tree Tea. Wrong answer. Wrong answer, people. I think it's Tea Garden. Let's try this. Oh, you can make your own. Okay, just give me the one in fucking Santa. There we go. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Christ. Google isn't really that easy, or am I just a stupid man? The Japanese Tea Garden reopened in 2008 with fanfare that included a serenade of Japanese songs by Tofolia Middle School Japanese students. Keyboard by Carol. What? I just want to know about the fucking garden, yo. History. In 1899. And let me tell you, man, when we walked up there, when you see the pictures on the Unicorner pages there, the social media pages, you're going to see that when I walked in there, I just heard the Avatar music, right? That's exactly what it fucking felt like. Like when they go to the edge by the sea and they put their dicks in those things and fly around or whatever. But in 1899, the San Antonio Waterworks Company, through its president, George W. Brockenridge, donated 199 acres to the city of San Antonio for a public park. The track comprises the largest portion of the park that today bears Brockenridge's name. After some improvements are made, the park officially opened to the public in 1901. At that time, there was still an operating rock quarry west of the park on city-owned property. The quarry had been leased by the city to stonecutters since the mid-1800s, and in 1880, Alamo Portland and Roman Cement Company, later called Alamo Cement Company, which I see them all the time, began to use the quarry. And when the company needed rail lines to expand production, it purchased a new site and closed its Brackenridge Park operation in 1908. Anyway, it's really a beautiful garden. I suggest you go visit if you're ever in San Antonio. It's San Antonio Japanese Uganda Tea Garden. Yes, yes. Oh, fuck, man. Like, wow, man. Then, after that, had a little lunch there in Pearl. I guess it's a famous little situation. Let me see here. Ate some dinner. I had some real fancy biscuits and gravy. It's not like the kind you're used to, but... it was good. It was very filling, of course. It was great. Then we moseyed on down to the Alamo. No, I didn't pee on it. But I could see how Ozzy peed on it on accident, because it's like in the middle of the street, or the middle of the fucking city. I thought it was like in some, over in some field. And it took a while to get there. Like, you had to purposely go there. But no, it's like in downtown San Antonio, man. It was weird. Weird. Never is all the years of growing up and learning about the Alamo, I never thought it'd be smack dab on the fucking street like a club. And I could see where Ozzy could pee on it and not think anything of it, because it just looks like another building if you didn't think about it or if you weren't from there. But it is truly an amazing place. Here it says centrally located on Alamo Plaza in downtown San Antonio. It was kind of weird. It's like just like a store. You didn't know anything from shit like I didn't, you would have never known that was the Alamo. Let's Let's see. Learn more about frontier life in early Texas there at the Alamo. Watch demonstrations, which I did not see. It was a Sunday. Everybody was probably at church or maybe watching a ball game, but there was no demonstrations on this day that I went. And get your hands on history. Founded in 1718 as the first mission in San Antonio. The Alamo served as a way station between East Texas and Mexico in 1836. Decades after the mission had closed, approximately 200 Texan defenders hailed the Alamo from over 2,500 of General Santa Anna's troops from Mexico. 13 days in 1836, close to 200 Texas defenders held the Alamo from a... They just repeated themselves, and I don't understand why on this little introduction on the Alamo adventures. The most famous of the defenders, William B. Travis, James Bowie, and David Crockett, died fighting overwhelming odds for freedom. Remember the Alamo? Came a rally cry for the Texans fighting for independence during the Texas Revolution. And today's visitors are invited to rediscover the gem of Texas history, stroll through the 4.2 Anchor Complex and Alamo Gardens, then head back downtown to the Riverwalk for, okay. Sound like a fucking tour guide now, but it was really fucking awesome. Like, right across the street was, like, Ripley's Haunted House, Guinness Book of World Records Museum, which I did not go in any of those because we are on a time crunch. Next time, though, I'm going down and checking that shit out, man. But I definitely, if you're not from San Antonio and you happen to be in town, go ahead and check that stuff out. It's really... Really, I'll tell you what, that garden, holy fuck, I could live in that motherfucker. I so wanted just to smoke a dube and just look at it. But you can't do that because it's a public park. People are around. It's a touring thing. People were graduating and taking their graduation pictures there, which was fucking a great idea. I mean, you can't ask for a better background for a fucking picture than that. Jesus H. Christ. But yeah, San Antonio, I've only been there once, and that's when I was 9 years ago when I first moved here. And that's when I went to the Riverwalk and went to Coyote Ugly for the first time since the movie. I've seen the movie. Oh, man. It's amazing how nature is. You could see the koi fish in these fucking ponds were so fucking big. It was like one of my fucking legs. Or at least upper thighs. Other than that, it was a great weekend. It's getting hot here in Texas. We're hitting the hundreds. About to, anyway. You know, it's just the world we live in, because Joe Biden's given nothing. But, let's see what else happened this weekend. I watched a little football, but we discussed that on the Sports Shit Show that comes out on Fridays. Come check it out. Spread the word of my podcast, people, because I do it for you. If anybody wants to come on the podcast and just bullshit around, be a special guest, be a special unicorn, guest on my show, let me know at splatchunicorner@gmail.com or Unicorner on Facebook or splatchunicorner on Instagram.
Let's see here. What else was I saw something the other day. My man Joe Biden's just fucking up, right?
He's a real doohickey, isn't he? Is that what the kids say nowadays? A real doohickey?
Confirmed. What is this? Disney officially replaces Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow. What? That's it, folks. Johnny Depp is no longer Captain Jack Sparrow. Let's see whose replacement is. Following the bombshells of ex-wife. Alleging that a legendary actor, Johnny Depp, Sweeney Todd, physically assaulted the Aquaman. Bullshit. Literally overnight, Johnny Depp kept the actual public enemies losing credibility for his Willy Wonka and Ed Wood work, the Disney company, blah, 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 blah. Just tell me who the fuck it is. Reports circulated that Johnny Depp would not return. We knew that. Blah, blah, blah. Confirms that they are developing a script for a Pirates of the Caribbean starring Margot Robbie. Okay, they just lied to us then. Okay. I don't get it. I wonder who's going to replace him. You could have told us that. Why write the article if you don't know who it is? Okay, so they're just getting replaced. Well, don't make it sound like. I don't know, maybe I just read it wrong.
Who knows?
Hey, you watching that Amber Heard shit? Jesus Christ. Shit's getting weirder and weirder and crazier and crazier. let's see. I don't know. There was something I was reading and I can't remember. I was going to discuss it with you people, but my mind's been scrambled, man. It's that time of the year. Saturday's coming, then the Saturday after that's not going to be good for me. So I'm trying to get my mind right here. So bear with me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
We did have a shooting, famous shoot, not famous, but a shooting in Buffalo supermarket. My condolences to everybody that was involved or lost somebody in that tragedy. I don't condone racism at all in either form from any side. From anybody. Again, hearts go out to that the families, the friends, anybody that's been affected by that. to Buffalo. But you got people like fucking Chuck Schumacher, whatever the fuck that dumb's name is, blaming it on Fox News. Like, what? Blame it on yourselves, the government. You guys are the ones that push the race. Everything's a racial thing, remember? Everything's racial. And this is the byproduct. This is what happens. This is what happens. Right? This is what happens when you push an agenda like that. Eventually it fucking cracks. And now,
Oh, okay. So we got abortions out of the way, right? What was it? What was the other one? There was abortions. Inflation is because of Trump and Putin, right? Before that, way before that, we had the critical race theories, right? Oh, look, everybody, white guilt, white guilt. Then you had fucking what else? We had a few I said earlier, but it all's coming in order. Famine, this and that, and inflation. It's all because of the Republicans, right? Abortions. Why are you killing your babies? My body, my choice, unless you have to get a vaccine. It's all this shit is midterm election propaganda. When our government creates tension and division, it all comes to a head, and it's all, and we overspent on stimulus bullshit, and it's all coming back. So you will vote Democrat because Republicans are racist? They have no clue what's going on in the world today. They want to take your freedoms, your what? They want to invade your body and tell you what to do with it?
Like a vaccine.
So don't tell me that, sister. Ah, shit, people. We fall for it all, right? We fall for it all. There's no water, there's no food, there's no baby formula. Fuck, man, you can't get abortions, dude. What the fuck, man? Republicans suck. They're pushing that down your throat so you'll vote their way. To blame it on Fox News is to blame everything on CNN News that happened when fucking Trump was president. Come on, people. You may have 99.9% of the world fooled both with your propaganda bullshit, but you don't have this guy fooled, all right? But I don't know nothing. I'm just a stupid man. I'm a stupid man that knows nothing about anything. I shouldn't even be podcasting because I can't even say it correctly. You got dumb Kunnela Harris fucking fumbling her fucking words. We're in this together. We're in this together. We're in this together. What? Do we have video? Oh my fucking God. God. Anyway. See what's going on in the headlines, motherfucker. Probably nothing much. Wow, there's literally nothing going on in the world today. Are you kidding me? Oh, Johnny Depp keeps the promise that Amber Heard would never see his eyes again. Is that why he wears the sunglasses? Oh, fuckaroni. Oh, it must be like reality season, reality show season. That's all it's about. God damn. Like, who gives a fuck? There's nothing exciting in the world today. It takes everything you got. Bada bada bada. Oh, nothing. Fast and the Furious, the 10th movie is back on track. How about take it back off? Gently take it back off the track. Nobody wants to see another fucking Fast and Furious. I certainly fucking don't. I didn't see the last one. I'm not going to go watch Fast 10 either. Fast 10.
Meghan Markle's victims will reportedly speak out in new biography. This is juicy. For who? New competition series, Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars, to air on Fox. Like, we don't have enough of these shows, people. This is Fox. We gotta have more, more, more. Hell's Kitchen's not enough. 24-hour power hour in the Hell's Kitchen, or whatever. Gordon Ramsay's 24-hour kitchen turnaround on Fox. Master Chef's Juniors, Master whatever the fuck. Get me more Gordon Ramsay shows.
Fuckaroonie.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson on his battle with depression.
Didn't know. See, you don't know. Depression is a serious illness, which it very, very much is. That affects many people. In the last few years, mental health has become an increasingly popular... I don't like that either, popular topic. How about we just address it? Shouldn't be a popular thing. It's not a fucking popularity contest. It's a fucking problem, you fucking dumb writers. Topic, and much work is being done to develop an awareness of importance of mental health. One of those who decided to talk about fighting depression is one of the most famous actors, but also a former wrestler. Dwayne The Rock Johnson emphasized right after the start that he was most important when you suffer. What is most important when you suffer from depression? He says, I was an only child. I was always a better listener than I was a communicator in terms of sharing my feelings. He said, as quoted by Grand Brook TMS, whatever the fuck that means. And I feel like the most popular the most important thing, obviously, is communicating and realizing that asking for help when you're down and you're feeling wobbly or when you're depressed is actually the most powerful thing you can do. And he's right. And that's something I cannot do. I just deal with it on my own. Can't that be a powerful thing too? I guess not. Asking for help is not a weakness. And I don't think it is. It's not really a weakness for me. It's more of a... I don't want to bring everybody else down. Men have been taught from an early age that they must not show their weaknesses, that they must be strong. But unfortunately, this is exactly what has led many men to depression. Oops, sorry. As a matter of fact, asking for help is our superpower, and men, especially us, he says, we are fall into the trap of being really adverse to vulnerability. Because we always want to be the strong and feel like we can take on the world. I can see that. I don't think I'm vulnerable. That's maybe something I could work on. But that's a really hard thing to overcome. So I give kudos to The Rock. In the end, The Rock sent a message to all those suffering from depression and other mental illness. With depression, an important thing to realize is you're not the first to go through it. You won't be the last to go through it. If you're a loved one and experience depressive symptoms and medication does not seem to be enough, reach out to a schedule of freedom consultation to see it. TMS is right for you. He's right. I mean, in a sense, I can be a hypocrite here because I deal with it in a different way. But I can see what he's saying here. Here we go. Disney Plus censors racial slur from Iron Man 3. One shot. Wish they would show like the actual. It turns out the House of Mouse namesake streaming, they are really shutting motherfuckers down, aren't they? First Johnny Depp, now a fucking slight one-shot All Hail the King featuring the treacherous Trevor Slattery, a.k.a. Fake Mandarin. What? As alteration to an offensive scene from the Iron Man 3. One shot, All Hail the King, featuring the treacherous Trevor Slattery, a.k.a. Fake Mandarin. And the said short centered on the beloved villain, which was originally released in 2014. There's a scene where Slattery, played by Ben Kingsley, is seen in prison with his fellow inmates who welcome him with a mixed response. The sequence where Slattery was greeted by an inmate, "Hey, Cracker, what's up?" has apparently been changed into the Disney Plus version, removing the term cracker, which is considered a racial slur. Oh, is it now? All of a sudden. Huh. Interesting. Meanwhile, speaking of the Iron Man, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness writer recently confirmed that there was an actual plans for Tom Cruise to suit up as the multiverse version of Tony Stark, but the idea was ultimately scrapped. Well, that's interesting. That's very interesting. Activist groups have doxed Supreme Court justice says it's been banned from TikTok. Oh, how the tides have turned. Oh, boy. Abortions, abortions, abortions. Division, division, division. Now take their... It's funny how there's a baby shortage after this abortion situation, isn't there? See the fucking little breadcrumbs, dum-dums? In the end of the road for two American Idol. I'm like, what? Fooled me on that picture. Oh, what was I watching? Oh, the Lakers show. The winning team something, the Lakers on HBO Max. Go check it out. I highly recommend. Chef recommend. It's a great show. John C. Reilly, some other folks. It's about the 1979-1980 LA Lakers. It's a really, really, really interesting fucking show. Really, go check it out. Tell me what you think. SplatchUnicorner at gmail.com, Unicorner on Facebook, and SplatchUnicorner on Instagram. Firestarter. Ooh, I forgot that was out. Firestarter isn't a Stephen King movie. It's a four-alarm disaster. What? Did we really need a new take on Stephen King's 1980 movie Firestarter, the 1984 film starring Drew Barrymore? Was reasonably compelling in that the way that the most early King movies were. Not particularly exceptional or memorable. What? Fuck you, dude. I remember that movie. That's a great fucking movie. Aside from the highly unfortunate red-faced casting of George C. Scott as a Native American government hitman. Which, yikes. So sensitive. And some may remember that John Carpenter had originally been set to direct that first adaptation of King's story about a young girl with a penchant of psychonetic pyrotechnics, yet has been removed from the project thanks to the underperformance of The Thing. That's a great movie, too. The job eventually went to Mark Lester. So, the good news. First, you could look at Carpenter's inclusion in the version. He composed an original C-year score along with his son Cody Carpenter and Daniel Davis as some sort of act of contrition for the early act of blasphemy. As for the bad news, see the rest of the movie. Ooh. Still gonna watch it. I don't give a fuck. I'm still fucking watching it. Little Keed. Sure who this is. Dead at 24. Little Keed, a YSL artist who has been dominating the Atlanta rap game for the past 3 years, has reportedly died, according to Little Got It. Just this past Monday, Young Thug was arrested at his Atlanta home. While Guna was taken into custody on Wednesday, the indictment included charges of conspiring to violate the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations RICO Act, murder and armed robbery, participation in criminal street gang activity. Now, early this Saturday morning, news surfaced that Keith reportedly died at the young age of 24, 2 days before his 25th birthday. There was yet to be an official confirmation of Keith's passing, nor the cause of death, but little Keith's blood brother, Little Got It, revealed the passing of his brother on Instagram, other relatives, and who knows? I have no clue who that is, but R.I.P. Little Keed. That was rough to, rough to read. Ooh, some Dollar General scandal. A Florida Dollar General store manager found herself without a job amid ongoing staffing shortage. Oh, it's like the Dollar Tree. Uh-huh. There's a little pattern we're seeing here. After posting a video on TikTok of growing tired of the laborious conditions she is subjected to work in, Mary Gundle, 33, decided to take action. The now former Dollar General store manager took to TikTok. It's a lot of She exposed the realtors for its harsh working conditions and the limit budget. The retailer set to reach sufficient staffing levels. Here's how much Gundle was earning while working for the Dollar General. Realtors in various locations always seem to be unkept. Well, where's the fucking video, man? You guys, okay, there it is. Sorry. Splat, you're so angry, dude. Okay, where's the volume? No volume?
Okay, so I've got to make a little bit of a statement about this video. A lot of customers really don't understand what it's like to work for this company. I, however, have been employed with this company in my position for 3 years. I have worked for, this will be my 5th district manager and my 3rd district.
Wow, she's like a quarterback.
So let me give you
Browns
a little bit of insight as to why that store probably looks like that. A lot of the times it's not lack of the employees working. It's not the lack of the store manager doing their job. It's the simple fact that the store manager probably just fucking gave up because they're tired of it. Now, the reason I say that is because I have ran several different kinds of stores myself. This, I believe, is my 5th store I have ran, and every single time I have taken over a new store, my store has always looked like that. Which I'm sure every single person would agree with if they understood what it was like to be a store manager running one of these stores. So let me just break it down for you a little
bit. Okay, because you haven't said enough.
The store I run now is considered a Tier 3 store.
Okay, I don't have time for that, all that bullshit. Go talk to the lady that was running the fucking Dollar Tree by herself for how many fucking months, lady? Jesus Christ. Quit. Quit your fucking job. Don't go on TikTok. Except for the Marie lady. She had nothing. She probably had to feed her kids. I'm sure this lady has to feed her kids. But fucking, you know you're going to lose your job for throwing this TikTok on. Why waste your fucking breath being fucking... Ooh. Things falling down. What the fuck? There's a ghost in here. Oh, I'm going to have to wrap this bitch up here in a minute. I've had a rough couple days. I've had tire issues, trying to get the spare tire from under the truck issues. The jack won't go up high enough issues. Oh, my legs are fucking killing me. My back's killing me. It has not been a good couple days, but it's all taken care of because I fucking did it. I did it. I got it over with. Sure, it was 100 fucking degrees, but I did it. Fuck off. But that's over. She-Hulk? What? Is this for real? There's a movie called She-Hulk?
Whoops, looks like Disney Plus UK might have just let the gamma out of the bag. Hey y'all, I'm Janelle Dion, okay. And you're watching Collider News. What a time to be alive as a Marvel fan, huh? We are in no short supply of superheroes on the small screen these days. Yeah, Moon Knight just ended its series run earlier this month, and the premiere of Ms. Marvel is just around the corner. But it's not enough! When exactly are we getting She-Hulk?
Is this really a thing? Sorry. Is this a joke?
Well, it looks like Disney Plus might have accidentally leaked the release date. In a blog post on their UK site, they published that She-Hulk will premiere on August 17th. God bless the Brits.
It's a series?
As of now, all mentions of the series have since been wiped clean, but before it was removed, they posted this synopsis. This new comedy series sees Bruce Banner help his cousin Jennifer Walters when she needs an emergency blood transfusion, and guess what? She receives his powers too. Tatiana Maslany will play Jennifer, who is a lawyer specializing in superhuman-oriented legal cases. Mark Ruffalo is back as the Hulk, alongside Tim Roth, who plays the Abomination. Clean, but before, and guess what?
Get me out of here.
Order of the shows have already.
So much. Of course, another headline. Ah, I'm so sick of liberals and Democrats, or conservatives. I'm sick of you both. You guys shut the fuck up. Not a whole lot going on in the world today. Beer-bellied man tattoos a six-pack to appear fit. That's fucked up. It's pretty funny, though. Pearl Jam breakout digital amps and rare Gibson guitars on the U.S. tour. Sure, or don't they care about the environment? I thought they gave some two shits about climate change and all that bullshit. I was like, that sounded like a fart, and it's my cup. Cup hitting the microphone. Pretty funny. Stream it or skip it. They're going to tell you to skip it, but Old is on HBO Max. So that's a good movie. I like that movie. But, I have a weird taste. Shit, that's going to be about it. I'm wrapping it up, folks. Fucking shit. Not a whole lot going on. And I don't want to talk about the what's going wrong in the world today. I'm so sick of it, dude. Ugh. Yucky, yuck, yucks. But The Boys 3 trailer, Homelander, has a breakdown. Well, no shit, Sherlock. I just started Succession. So far, so good. But I'm only like 2-3 episodes deep. But that's pretty good so far. But yeah, it's not bad. Not bad at all, folks. Not bad at all. Oh, shit. before we end the program, I want to give a shout out to one of our OG listeners, one of our very first listener, longtime fan. Congratulations to Miss Michaels for passing her Pilates training. Can't wait to work with you in the future. So congratulations, you deserve it. And your family, as far as we're concerned here at the Unicorner, so we congratulate you, Miss Michaels. Let's have a drink for Miss Michaels. Cheers. Cheers. I don't have a cheers. What do you call it? sound effect. But congratulations, you deserve it. You put a lot of hard work into that. And you did it. You fucking did it. You fucking did it. Good for you. Yeah, everybody. Yay. Hopefully you're doing it with me. Remember to reach us at splatchunicorner@gmail.com, Unicorner on Facebook, and splatchunicorner on Instagram. 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 That's about it. Sorry for the anger at the beginning. Love you all. I just want to give a shout out to my mother. Saturday will be her death day. I don't know what's going on with my sound effects here. But anyway, Ma, I love you. Hopefully you're looking down on me. And I love you. And everybody else, stay high, stay fly. Oh, wrong song, sorry. My bad. Everybody now, stay high, stay fly, peace and love with the holy smoke above. I'm out, bitches. Shit. Do over. It's gonna get cut off, but I love you, everybody. Sorry about that. Bye.